This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from his Lake Cardiology, his clinic down in Florida, Mount Dora, Florida. Great place to go to. Well, you can't go visit Ken now because there are all kinds of travel things that are in the way of making it sensible for you to travel. But there certainly is that telemedicine connection, which you can make by calling that office down there, Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400 is the number for Dr. Ken. You know, one of the things that we haven't talked much about is we enter, we're finishing February and going into March. We've had so much focus, Ken, on COVID and all the related subject matter, the worry, the fear, the shots, the what's going to happen, et cetera, et cetera. We haven't paid enough attention, in my mind, to February being Heart Month. I know that there was earlier in the month National Wear Red Day. A lot of Americans, because of Heart Month, they think about it, they're serious about it, they wear the color red to raise awareness, spread awareness, because heart disease, no matter what, and stroke are still the number one killer in America, or maybe around the world too, right?
Yeah, definitely in America.
Yeah, so under the circumstances, thinking about this, what sort of things have you done or are you thinking about, because you've been so, we are all so compromised by the COVID stuff, are there things that we can be optimistic about in terms of heart care that were would have been part of our discussion during the month of February had we not had COVID? The sorts of, I know one of the things that you warn about is that people are not dealing with women getting heart disease the way that they, you know, there are more people, more women getting it than men, right?
Well, that's been a chronic problem. Doug, right now people are putting prevention off. They're putting prevention of cancer. They're putting prevention of heart disease off because of concern over COVID. People are not yet ready to go back to the doctors, to the hospitals. But now the good news is the numbers are coming down, the availability of vaccines, and the hope is as we all get vaccinated and the variants don't come because we get vaccinated, that we can all get our lives back. The sooner we all get vaccinated, we're all going to be able to get our lives back, and hopefully this will come. The Biden administration said by December, and I'm hoping that we all get vaccinated before that, and we can make it before December, but we're going to get our lives back when enough of us get vaccinated.
Well, that's the challenge, getting vaccinated. I said to you before we went on the air, I can't get an appointment in Massachusetts. They're just, it's so badly run here. And you know, some of the other states, you're in Florida, so you've been fortunate. I wish I'd been able to get a shot when I was down there a couple of weeks ago. But there's just the management of this, and that's frustrating a lot of people and pushing the numbers back. There are some people that are saying, you look at the Johns Hopkins study, and the fellow there that was quoted this week says it'll be much better by the end of April. And I guess that all depends on whether the vaccines, maybe that's something that we talk about, because there is the there's the Pfizer, there's Moderna, and now the J&J looks like it's ready to be approved as well, right?
Yeah, there was very good news out of the FDA, the word out this week on the Johnson & Johnson, and it looks like it's has the effectiveness of about 66%, so about two-thirds, which is excellent for a viral vaccine. The safety looks very good. So it looks like very soon we're going to have a third choice. The nice thing about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is that it's only a one-shot. It can be stored in the refrigerator like all other vaccines at your doctor's office. So this vaccine is going to be easy to administer. There's one shot. And remember, the FDA set initially a bar of 50% effectiveness because it's again, with viral vaccines, it's not so much one's individual benefit. When you get full benefit is when everybody gets vaccine, we reach herd immunity. Remember, viruses need a living entity to live. They can't live outside on their own. And you get enough people who make antibody that is immunized or they've had the disease, and then the virus itself can't find a source to live. And that's how we get rid of viruses. In the past, even the polio vaccine is only 60 to 70% effective, but that's how we get rid of it, when by herd immunity, enough people get vaccinated, and then the virus can't find the source. So by getting COVID-19, you're helping yourself, your family, everybody else. So do the right thing. Get vaccinated
as soon as you can. All right, so the facts here, one of the things that Ken is excellent at is looking at the research that's being done, whatever the project may be, and certainly we've been pretty much all COVID all the time. Every visit we've had for months and months and months with Ken has been updating the various aspects of this disease and how to counter it, what people are experiencing. So one of the things that I see here that is in one of the journals is a focus on whether it is more deadly or not as deadly or the same if you have asthma, because asthma compromises your lungs, right?
Right. And let me just say one more thing about the vaccination. Only if you've had a history of a severe allergic reaction, that is anaphylaxis, do you need to be concerned about before you get the vaccine. And if you do have a history of severe allergic reaction to a drug or vaccine, then just the pathway is to make an appointment with an allergist. They're all ready for this, and discuss with an allergist whether you should be getting vaccinated. But all the rest of us, just go get the vaccine. I've had mine already. I'm 5 weeks out from the last shot. With regards to asthma, Journal of Asthma, compared to the general population, it looks like people who have asthma or don't have the same likelihood of getting COVID-19, surviving COVID-19, getting severe COVID-19. Interestingly, this is not what you'd expect. The speculation is many asthmatics are on inhaled steroids, and this probably makes it so it's difficult for the virus to attach to the lungs of those who have asthma.
All right. That's interesting and important to know as well. In a moment, when we continue our conversation with Dr. Ken, a focus on whether or not, if you've had the COVID, are you going to be protected from reinfection? That conversation and much more COVID news coming up. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the DJV Health Program. Now a word from one of our sponsors, and this sponsor happens to be Clear. If you'll notice, I am going to put the Clear bottle. It's a little plastic bottle. It has a nose insertion, a little piece that you stick in your nose, and you just listen. You hear that? That's all it takes. A little bit of spray into your nose. It gets rid of, with natural ingredients, all of the things that will cause you to get sick. It enhances your immune system. It has xylitol in it. That's an ingredient that's found in fruits and vegetables. They've been at this for a couple of decades, so they know what they're doing. And so here we have this ability to, with using small amounts of stuff, keep your airways clean. That's one more way. With the shots and all the others, you can protect yourself and your family. Something to take with you during the day. Spray it two or three times into your nose. Get rid of the things that cause these illnesses, the bacteria like strep and staph, and viruses like the flu and COVID. Moisturize and clean your nose and your sinuses with Clear. X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Available at all the grocery stores, drug stores, natural food stores, and online at Amazon and eBay. Clear, X-L-E-A-R.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors. colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream sheets.
Hey, Matthew, we need to restock the sleeping bags.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Won't you cover this register?
Like at Anita's outdoor store.
Sorry,
to keep sales climbing, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days and save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health. So I was asking, I was thinking about, Ken, the reinfection protection plan. Does that work for a certain amount of time?
Well, there's an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association, so-called JAMA Internal Medicine, this week that talks about this. And the conclusion is that if you've had a COVID-19 infection from getting it, from actually being exposed to the virus, that you do get immunity against the virus for at least 3 months in the vast majority of patients. So if you do get COVID-19, the current recommendation is to wait 3 months before you get vaccinated, and because you do have this window of 90 days where you have natural immunity because of your body's own immune system.
All right. So immunity is something that helps. I think a lot of people think they would never get COVID if they had it. I think that was the stuff floating around at the beginning.
I'm not sure I understand that. COVID is extremely contagious, you know, 20 times more contagious than the flu. And, you get somebody who has COVID and talks in front of you, you're going to get it. And so it's extremely contagious. It's just that some people get minimal disease and others die when they get it. And those, especially over age 70, it's a lethal disease for many people over age 70. It does occasionally cause death in those younger, but it's rare. But especially those old over 70 or those who have the risk factors, we've talked about them, obesity, some of the lung diseases, some of the heart diseases, cancer, your immunity is an issue, then you are also in those over the age of 70. But just being over the age of 70, you get it. You're at very high risk of getting severe COVID-19. And the problem with it, it becomes a deadly illness, or it becomes a permanently disabling illness. Or what we also learned this week is that for many, and here it's not only the elderly, but it's anyone who gets it, these symptoms can linger for 9 months and maybe longer. So imagine being tired, unable to breathe, having muscle aches for at least 9 months after getting it. So this is why you want to do everything you can to prevent this.
All right, he's talking to me, folks, and people who are my age. Yeah, listen, you got to take all those things into account as you're thinking about what you're doing in your immediate future, for sure. All right, more COVID conversation, the mask and how much that helps. There's some research on that. We'll get to that in a matter of moments, and a lot more COVID updates. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's DJV Health Program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Dr. Ken is here, Ken Kronhaus from his Lake Cardiology Perch, his clinic down in Florida. He's on the program every week at this time. There are always all kinds. We've had all kinds of COVID access to information about vaccines and the pandemic and life expectancy and all that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, the most recent DGV Health Show podcast with Ken focuses on what's happened to our immune system and what's happened to the length of time we stay on planet Earth, because the numbers have dropped. That's the bad news, and Ken goes through all of that, plus a lot more info on COVID, the vaccines, the studies that are very important for us to understand, how you keep yourself from getting COVID, all that part of our discussion every week on the DJV Health Show podcast, djvhealthshow.com, or as a matter of fact, wherever you get podcasts, if you're listening to other podcasts. Now, the business about masking when you're talking to somebody else. It's, you know, some people take the mask off so they can be heard. Apparently, according to this, not a good idea, Ken, right?
Well, one of the multiple ways you can get COVID immediately is by talking with somebody who has COVID, and if they, just by speaking, can easily spread COVID-19, but not if you're masked. And this is from the journal Physics of Fluid this week. So this is why it's so important that we still all wear masks, because we don't know when we have the virus. We don't know when we're infectious, because our ability to easily spread this virus just by talking occurs before we actually are infected and know we have symptoms. And we have done so well in dramatically decreasing the incidence. And if we just continue this for a few more months, I know everybody hates what I'm saying, and I'm as tired of all this as anybody and want my life back. But we are so close to this, and all we need to do is get immunized, and the vaccines are going to be out there. The Biden administration says by July, anyone who wants a vaccine will be able to get one, and I'm sure hoping that it's sooner. Moderna, Pfizer all says they're ramping up manufacturing. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine should be out there in a few weeks, and there's two other vaccines that are very close to becoming approved. So it seems to me like we're going to be able to be before July, and hopefully they're just trying to make expectations met earlier and we get there sooner. But it seems to me like before July, that's what they're saying, it's going to be available. I hope that's the pessimistic approach. But even if it is July, just keep this up for a few more months, and everybody's tired of it. But we really see, you know, not only is the light at the end of the tunnel, breaking through that tunnel is seen, and we just have to keep doing what we're doing. We don't want the variants to arise. That's what we're fighting against, that we all get vaccinated before these new variants develop, and that's how we'll get rid of this and get our lives back.
All right. So a word to the wise. In a moment, I want to talk a little bit more about the J&J dosage, because the FDA says that a single shot will prevent COVID. Is that something for people who don't want to get two shots? Is this, you know, under the circumstance, they've been using it a lot. They tested it in Latin America and South Africa and places like that. So I'm looking at the effective rates in terms of where they've used this, and is 72% okay? You know, we keep hearing about it being 90-95% effective, the Pfizer and Moderna. So would you settle for 72% effectiveness? I'll ask that of Ken as we continue here on the next half hour of DJV Health.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Americans are reevaluating their approach to savings after a tumultuous year. And as America Saves Week kicks off, Prudential Financial outlines ways to help prepare for the future, even for those whose financial wellness has been disrupted by the pandemic. Janella Frias, president of Prudential Retirement, has more.
According to a 2021 survey by Prudential Financial, a quarter of American workers have reduced or exhausted their emergency savings because of COVID-19, leaving more than two-thirds worried about their financial security.
Frias says look at the big picture and try to stay the course. Small steps can have a big impact on your long-term financial security.
In challenging times like we are facing today, consider adjusting your budget or putting whatever you can into emergency savings. And if you're able, check in with your employer. Many offer tools and financial education resources that can be a big help to you along the way.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An airstrike by the United States targeted facilities near the Syrian-Iraq border used by Iranian-backed militia groups. The strike came more than a week after a rocket attack in northern Iraq killed a civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo criticized the airstrike in eastern Syria late Thursday, saying it should have targeted something that threatened the United States of America. A divided House on Thursday passed a bill that would extend civil rights protections to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity, but the measure faces an uphill battle. The legislation passed 224 to 206 along party lines and stands a small chance of drawing enough support in the Senate to advance. House Democrats will leave a provision to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour in their version of the COVID-19 relief package set for a vote on Friday, despite the measure does not comply with budgetary rules. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
While lawmakers in Washington, D.C. haggle over minimum wage, Costco is doing their employees one better. Wendy King from the USA Radio News Bureau's Pacific Northwest reports.
Costco says it's raising its hourly minimum wage to $16 an hour for its U.S. employees amid ongoing debate among lawmakers on raising federal hourly minimum wages to $15 an hour. Costco CEO Craig Gelinek said during a Senate budget hearing committee that the wage will go to $16 an hour. Employees have the opportunity to receive annual wage increases. Amazon has raised its starting wage to $15 an hour in 2018, and Target has raised its minimum wage to $15 last year. Walmart announced it's going to raise its minimum wage to $13 an hour. The House is planning to vote on Friday on President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. And while it has enough support to pass the House, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona have threatened to oppose the stimulus package over the provision to raise the minimum wage.
The Senate parliamentarian ruled that a plan to gradually increase the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025 does not fit the complicated rules that govern budget bills in the Senate. Boogity, boogity, boogity! NASCAR invades Miami, Florida Sunday. The Dixie Vodka 400 starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. Next week, NASCAR moves into Las Vegas, Nevada. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Ken is here. Doug Steffen with Ken on DJB Health. Find the podcast again on djbhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So some of the patients, apparently, this is back to the question about, whether after 3 months you are in danger of getting reinfected. Now there are some patients who have symptoms 9 months later. You were just talking about that a little bit. You want to elaborate on that, how long the symptoms can last and how you tell whether you have them or not?
Well, absolutely. This is another big concern about getting COVID because this problem exists for not only the people who are at high risk of severe COVID and dying, but this is the risk of anyone who gets COVID, even with minimal symptoms. And the information out this week from the medical journal JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open, is that symptoms such as fatigue, trouble breathing, what you need to do a radio show, right, and muscle aches persist up to 9 months after infection, even in young, healthy people who experience mild illness. And I'm seeing this in people. I don't want any of our listeners to unnecessarily get this. And this is why, folks, I'm as tired and as sick of these rules as anybody. But I see we're so close to the end of this if we just adhere to it. So why get a deadly disease or disabled for all this time, maybe permanently, if we just adhere to these rules a few more months, and then we're going to get back our lives back to normal. If we just get immunized, stop these variants, and then protect ourselves. Everybody got, do I have a minute or so? Because I want to talk about, okay, everybody got upset at Dr. Fauci this week because Dr. Fauci was asked the key question, can we go travel and visit our grandkids? And that was the question that after we're immunized, and that was the question that Dr. Fauci said, yes, sure, go visit your grandparents after you're immunized. And Dr. Fauci did not say that. You know, he just didn't answer the question full enough, and I think it was just confusing. In all due respect to him, what he should have said is that the vaccine that you get, even if it's 95%, is not so much for your individual safety. It's for the safety of everybody. And what it does is it provides for ultimately the virus no source. So even if you do get the 95% effective shot for your own self, there's still a 5% chance that you're going to get a deadly disease. So why put yourself out there? Because once enough of us either get exposed to the actual illness or get immunized, and it's probably 75% to 80%, then we reach so-called herd immunity, and the virus can't find any site to live, and the virus goes away. In the past, these effective viral vaccines, like polio, have only been about 60 to 70% effective. But we don't look at the individual. We look at when the whole population gets enough of it and we reach herd immunity and the virus goes away. That's what we're trying to do with the vaccine. Not give an individual enough safety so they can go then get exposed, but get rid of the sources in the population for the virus to survive, and that's how we can then unmask and go and travel and not even think about this and get our lives back.
All right, so let's go back to the Johnson & Johnson test where it's being used. I suggested that this, according to them anyway, offers strong protection against severe COVID. What do we think about 72% effective rate versus 90%?
Okay.
Should we not take it and stick with the two that are higher?
We should take anything that's approved as soon as possible. And as I said, remember, the polio vaccine, 60 to 70%. The bar that was set before these vaccines ever went into testing was at least 50% effective, because we're not looking at its effectiveness in an individual. We're looking at its effectiveness adequately in the population to get rid of options for the virus to live in. And that's how we're going to get rid of this. So the Johnson & Johnson being 66% effective is absolutely adequate for helping us reach herd immunity. And it's an easy vaccine because it's just once, and it's easy to store, no cold, extreme cold that it needs for storage. So if enough of the population got a 66% effective vaccine, just like we got rid of polio, which was in the 60 to 70% range effective, we would get rid of COVID-19. Now, if just one person got vaccinated with any, you can't look at the individual effectiveness, because still, it's not 100% effective. So you're waiting for the population to get adequately vaccinated so the virus can't live. Not that you yourself have this shield, because even the Moderna and Pfizer are not 100% effective. So you still have some risk, even if you're in the, especially if you're in the high risk group for getting severe COVID, you're still at risk of getting a deadly disease. So why expose yourself when in several months this will no longer be an issue?
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. There's the insight and inside. Now, there's one thing here that I think can be troubling. I just want to get an explanation as to why something like this, or how something like this could happen. You may have heard about this Michigan woman who got COVID and died after she got a double lung transplant from a donor who had the virus. How could that happen? And could it happen with any kind of organ transplant? I guess would be the question. It's pretty kind of a scary thing.
Well, the problem is, what was the actual cause of death? A double lung transplant is a challenging, risky operation. And was it the COVID? I would imagine they would have checked the donor for COVID-19 so before they did the surgery. So it's not clear to me what exactly happened.
They did all the screening that they normally do. That's what the person that runs the Kaiser Foundation said. The donor was a woman from the upper Midwest who had a brain injury in a car accident. They didn't know that she had it. She didn't test positive for it. They took the lungs. They put them in. And after that, the woman who was obviously imagine being in an operation in a room where you're going to have both your lungs transplanted. Good God. Imagine the stress on your system there. And the fact that in the lungs was the COVID.
How do we know that the COVID was transplanted from the lungs? Because this woman would have been immunosuppressed. How do we know that the recipient of the transplantation didn't receive it from another source?
Well, that's the fellow that run Dr. Daniel Cowell, who's the director of Transplant Infectious Disease Service at the University of Michigan Medical School, was the one who studied this. He said they did the normal screening on both sides, and they took nose and throat samples from the donor and the recipient. Both tested negative.
Before the surgery, after the surgery, the recipient, the patient, may have been exposed to somebody who didn't know they had COVID, and the recipient would have been immunosuppressed because of the drug she's on, mm-hmm. and very high risk of getting COVID from anybody who would expose, and people.
She was going to die anyway because her lungs had given out, so it was
well. And that's the other question: is was it unrelated to a COVID infection, and just because of the high risk of the procedure?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's an interesting there's a conundrum there to figure that one out. Meanwhile, there's nothing to figure out when it comes to losing weight. The connection, Ken, is made very clear to the weight that you have in your body, if you're diabetic, that sort of thing. Oftentimes people who are way heavy have diabetes as well. Complicates everything, including your chances of getting COVID. If you haven't gone on a weight loss program, maybe you've gotten the shots and say, okay, that's all I have to worry about. Well, not really, because if you're overweight, you have diabetes, and you still get a shot, you're still at the same risk, Ken would tell you, of having heart disease, strokes, that sort of stuff. So you need to lose the weight, period, no matter what, for health. It was an added incentive to lose it and not get COVID, but even if you have had a shot, listen, you're still going to get sick if you're, ultimately, it'll kill you. Being overweight by as much as some people, I saw a story at toploss.com about a guy who lost 96 pounds. If he hadn't lost it, you could tell by looking at him, he'd be dead in a few years. So why would you want that? That's an extreme example, but there are plenty of people who are 20, 30, 40. Ken will talk about BMI all day long and what you need to do in order to fit into the various procedure. The idea of keeping up, if you will, with the stats and having the body mass index, having the weight that you should have for your height, all that sort of thing. So if you know that you're in trouble and you know you want to do something about it, maybe you've started a program to help you lose weight. This will finish it and keep the weight off. Using Calitrin, the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs, no gluten, nothing in it except collagen protein and digestive enzymes in the right mix to help you lose the weight and keep it off. Find out more about it when you go to toploss.com. Order the product at toploss.com. Use the DJV code and get the special deal. Buy any number and you get an equal number without paying for it. That's the deal at toploss.com. Lose the weight. Keep it off guaranteed or your money back. It's a fabulous way to help your body in so many different ways. That's Calitrin, available now for purchase at toploss.com. Make sure you use the code DJV on checkout.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com. Or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with our focus still on the COVID. I noticed that the vaccine side effects, people talk about arm pain and fatigue and that sort of thing. But there are some experts who want the public to be aware that one lesser known side effect of the vaccines may cause symptoms that are similar to the warning signs of breast cancer. What do you know about that? What do you think? Is that something to worry about?
I think the most of the symptoms that people are getting are very minimal. I think that there's been very, very little severe reaction from these vaccines. These vaccines amazingly have had a wonderful safety profile. Again, I got mine. I'm 5-6 weeks out from the second vaccine. And anytime you give hundreds of millions of people anything, there are going to be a few reactions. And that's the history of doing anything. And in general, the profile of these vaccines is as good or better than anything. And it's compared to being exposed to a deadly virus. Again, give me the vaccine.
Yep, I'm interested. I want my vaccine as soon as I can get it. Most people that I know as well, the frustration again is being able to get, depending on where you are, get on to the schedule. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. Up next, questions for Dr. Ken. Stand by for that.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on DJV Health with answers to your questions. And certainly there are always questions, there are continuing questions about COVID. There seems to be some information floating around, Ken, that people who get the, well, not even if they get it, but if people worrying about it, there's a lot of depression and anxiety, even some suicides related to COVID. Is that how? What are the numbers there? What do you know about the numbers?
The mental health in America is not good right now from COVID. And I'm so hoping that as we get to herd immunity and we all get our lives back, which, again, the Biden administration is telling us by December, and I'm being an optimist and hoping it's before then. But if that's the end of it, we can just all get vaccinated and these variants don't occur, that's what's going to get us to the end, and that's when the mental health is going to improve. But out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open this week, we learned that 1/3 of adults in America are reporting experiencing symptoms of anxiety or depression as a result of COVID-19 pandemic. So if you have over 300 million people, you know, you're talking about over 100 million people with new depression and anxiety because of this darn pandemic. That's a lot of people. That's a big problem. And any healthcare provider is experiencing this, seeing this. Anyone who as family and friends or themselves is experiencing this, you're not alone. It's to be expected. We're just all tired and fed up with this, but just hang in there a little bit, because I wasn't able to say this, but we're seeing dramatic decreases, 50 to 70% decrease. Look at the curves, exponential decrease in the number of cases. We're now seeing dramatic decreases in hospitalization and beginning to see decrease in deaths. So it's not a time to give up your caution and safety and doing all the things we tell you to do, but it's a time for great hope, because if we continue this and all get immunized, I sound like a broken record, the end is going to occur of this nightmare, and we're going to be able to all get our lives back. It is really out there.
All right. So there are people who are asking about vitamins, supplements, that sort of thing, not as a substitute for the vaccines. But I wonder, because we've talked a lot about zinc and vitamin C and that sort of stuff. There have been trials that have been done. Is this something you recommend that people continue? Do they have a better chance after vaccines, even taking things like zinc and vitamin C to prevent themselves from getting this?
Well, the best evidence is in vitamin D. You want to make sure you're getting, you know, depending on your age, usually about at least 1,000 units, but talk to your doctor, of vitamin D a day. And also, just eat healthy, get your exercise. You know, if you want to take a multivitamin, make sure you get enough vitamin C. Maybe some zinc helps. The studies, some show it does, some show it doesn't. Maybe it'll help. But the key is just doing what we tell you all the time to live a heart healthy life. That's will give you maximum protection, but what is going to give you ultimate protection is when all of us get vaccinated.
All right, let's get off of COVID for a minute and talk about exercise. Questions about how exercise may help to curb migraines. Also, exercise boosts the ability of men as they get older to have a healthy heart. There's no reason not to exercise, right?
If you haven't been in an exercise program, you want to talk to the doctor about doing it beforehand, but there's more great news about my favorite medication, my drug, which is exercise. I say that tongue in cheek, but yeah. The American Academy of Neurology's annual meeting in April, they're going to present a paper that exercise is an effective way to reduce migraine triggers, but especially effective with triggers such as stress, depression, and trouble sleeping. And guys, as the testosterone goes down, the best effective treatment is exercise, and only when the testosterone is so low to think about replacement.
Yeah. All right. So there it is. Exercise, 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 exercise. That certainly seems to be the answer to lots of questions. You've been listening to Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.